Welcome and good morning. Our text for today in this God's Word for Today devotional is in Psalm 122, verses 1 to 9. Let me read these verses. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. As we continue in this book of Ascents or Psalms of Ascents, Song of Ascents from chapter 120 to chapter 134, imagine the traveler or the pilgrim leaving their home from a distant land to go to Jerusalem to attend an annual festival, and they are singing this psalm. In this psalm, he's looking forward to be there, worshiping in the temple. And he is looking forward to be with God's people, worshiping God. It expresses the excitement of the pilgrim to worship. And in verse 1 and 2, like David, he is imagining himself as standing in Jerusalem to worship. Look at verse 1 and 2. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. I remember the time when we were still locked down for 2 years or almost 2 years, and we were not able to gather together physically. There was that urge and excitement really to gather together. It's really different when we gather together. Now imagine this pilgrim just walking through the rough, rugged terrain and looking forward that he will arrive to the city of Jerusalem and join with God's people. And what joy that we are free now to go to our respective worship places in our churches to worship God. And I encourage each one of us that we will not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25 exhorted us. Let's gather together to worship God, to provoke one another, and to love and do good works. Yes, we can attend online in a lot of cases. Sometimes we are hindered by not legitimate reasons, but if we are really are able, I don't forsake to come physically. Because there is really something in a physical gathering of God's people. And just like the psalmist experiencing the joy and excitement to be with God's people in this wonderful place of worship, Jerusalem. He sees Jerusalem as a beautiful, a well-built city. The tribes of Israel are united in the worship of God. He recognizes that God rules his people through the throne of David. In verse 3 to 5, he described Jerusalem as here. He said, Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. And we read in the Old Testament that the Jews really were looking forward that they could be going back to the city where they are going to worship together. For we know that because of their rebellion, God judged them that they became exiled, they scattered all over the region. But there will come a time that they will be reunited. And in fact, in prophecy, there will be a time that the temple of David or Solomon's temple will be rebuilt once more. He encourages everyone to pray that God will always preserve the city and prosper its people. In verse 6 to 8, we are encouraged here to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. We are going to pray for the peace for Israel. Right now, we know that there is an ongoing war between Israel and Gaza, between the Palestinian extremists and the Israeli forces. It seems to us that there is no peace in that part of the world. There will be no peace unless the Messiah will reign in that region. We know that peace is not, it cannot be achieved politically. There will be always tension. There will be always people who are disgruntled. And as long as there are people who really cannot forgive, they are full of bitterness. Because right now, what's happening is there are people who felt that they are grabbed by the rights are stamped upon, or they grab the land, and it's not really lawful that the Israelites now occupy the land. And the Israelites also cited that this is the promised land God has given to Abraham. But remember, Israel right now, they are not yet believers of the Messiah. A lot of them rejected the Messiah. And we are talking about the Israel who loves the Messiah, who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. So that this peace will be something in the future. But God will do a miracle, even though how messy they are now in turmoil. They are now in great distress. It seems to us that there is no agreement. There is no peace that can be achieved, but God is a powerful God. Peace can happen one day. Let's just continue to pray that this exhortation from this writer, that we are going to pray for the peace of Israel. In verse 9, he closes here with this statement, "For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." He himself will do all we can do for the good of the city. Instead of cursing and criticizing the city, the leaders, let's have this commitment that we are going to find a way that we could help the city for the good of the city. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Yes, sometimes we feel that this world really is not becoming any better, and that's true. This is a world, broken world, reserved for judgment, and this will be destroyed by the Lord in a fire. And it seems to us that this world is not becoming friendly to Christians, and we have the temptation to bail out that, oh, let's not do good in this world because this world really is not becoming any better. But let's do good anyway. Let's be thinking and discovering how we can be a good citizen in this city, in this world. We are not of this world, but we live in this world. We are going to find ways that we can be a blessing in this world, especially for the gospel. So like the psalmist, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, for us, this, for the sake of the church, I will seek your good. For the sake of the gospel, we will continue to find ways whereby we can shower good towards others in order that they will know the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to minister to the least and the lost. For the gospel. Yes, the Lord is the builder of the city. He is the builder of the world. But he is not a passive bystander here also. The psalmist is not a passive observer. He's actively involved to enhance the good of the city. And for us, let's not be a passive bystander, but an active, obedient child of God or children of God, remembering the great mandate or the great commission to go to all the world but and making disciples to all nations. And we know that our God will be with us even unto the end of the world in the person of the Holy Spirit. So I pray that we will have the same commitment or to expand the movement of the gospel in this world through the church. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the advancement of the church, that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. So let's join with God. Let's join with Christ in building his church. We know that we can expect that someday Jesus Christ will come again and the church will be the triumphant church. And my challenge is, how are we involved in the different ministries of the church towards the expansion of God's kingdom, towards the expansion of the gospel? I pray that God will continue to open doors for us that will be involved in proclaiming the gospel in and through the church. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for how you have chosen the city of Jerusalem to where you are, you placed that at the temple where the temple is built by Solomon and where your presence is. I pray that as we reflect this truth, Lord, to us today, our churches are beautiful churches because it is purchased or they are purchased by the blood of Christ. But help us to be good testimonies of us that we will be like this writer, that for the sake of the good of the city, is going to do good to the city by ministering to others, by serving others. Help us to find ways and means that we could be a blessing to others for the gospel's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.